Star Wars 7x7 episode 2940. Today it's a Jedi Business episode. We have stats from Nielsen for episode 5 of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and we'll talk a little bit more about what we were talking about with the Jedi Business episode last week, which is how reliable is this stuff? Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So just as a quick refresher, or if you're comparatively new to the podcast and you haven't heard one of these yet, the reason why we've been looking at the streaming ratings for the Kenobi series is because there had been some reports claiming that ratings were bad for the Kenobi series, and it turned out to be a clickbaity thing because when you went into it, you found out that it was user reviews and there had been indications of review brigading and so forth. And so I thought, you know what? We haven't actually looked at streaming ratings at all for anything for Mando Season 1, Mando Season 2, or the Book of Boba Fett. So I thought, hey, let's have a look and see, because we have done that with the box office totals for Star Wars movies, and we haven't had a Star Wars movie for a while to consider in that regard. So yeah, we thought, yeah, why not? Let's take a look. So Nielsen's ratings for the week ending June 19th have come out, and that's the week that includes the 5th episode of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, the one we're calling Frame Within a Frame. 733 million minutes viewed, according to Nielsen, which is fabulous, and it's 50 million minutes more than it was the previous week. Then I feel like that has to be a good sign. On the one hand, it could be people who are re-watching episodes. It could be people who are new to the series and coming through and watching episodes because they're hearing great things about the series. Like, why else would the number actually go up from one week to the next? Now, for a comparative, I went back and looked at the Book of Boba Fett after week 5, and yeah, there's, you know, it's apples to oranges in comparison, and so the fact that I'm even prefacing it with that, you might have already guessed that the Book of Boba Fett in its week 5 had more views, more minutes viewed, I should say, than the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, but it's actually really very close. It's 744 million minutes viewed for the Book of Boba Fett through 5 weeks, and it's 733 for Obi-Wan Kenobi. The mitigating factors, for example, depending on what content was out there that the two series were competing against, so you have to throw that into the equation. You also have to throw into the equation the fact that the number of minutes in the Book of Boba Fett series was actually a bit larger, still a small difference, like maybe 10 minutes overall across 5 episodes, so more minutes to have been watched. And part of me wonders whether the numbers would have been different if it hadn't been for The Mandalorian, because Chapter 5 in the Book of Boba Fett series was, of course, the return of the Mandalorian, and that was the big surprise, the big moment for that series, at least up until that moment, because with the previous 4 weeks, Book of Boba Fett never cleared 600 million minutes viewed in their weekly totals. And the Obi-Wan Kenobi series has been over 600 million minutes viewed in each of its weeks of release. So circling back to what I was saying at the top, and we did touch on this a bit last week as well about how meaningful these statistics are, and it feels like really the only meaning is in comparing to some degree. I mean, again, the circumstances for the release of the Book of Boba Fett versus the release of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, different times of year, so different audience viewing habits and different other series that are on and things being released at different times that could affect them. So yeah, it's definitely not a clean comparison. Additionally, what we mentioned last week, this is only measuring televisions. This isn't measuring any other devices that people could be watching the show on. So you're really only getting a very small subset of things. So even hearing that it was 733 million minutes viewed, the number is actually probably quite larger. There was a great article on Screen Rant that I checked out prior to recording this episode of the show, and I'll link to it in the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com about the reliability or lack thereof of these statistics. So I do think there is some value, but I think, you know, you can only take that value so far, right? You can only trust it as far as you can throw it, as it were. And there's another service apparently called Samba TV, where if you have certain types of smart TVs and you opt in to the data collection, they also have a rating situation where they can estimate viewership. And when we do the final Jedi Business episode for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, we'll take a look both at the Nielsen ratings and also at what Samba TV said about things and see if there's anything to learn from that. Meanwhile, I think we're going to get another clearer view of the performance of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series in August, specifically probably on August 10th, when we have the Disney quarterly investor earnings call. If there are numbers to be bragged about with the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, that's the place where they're gonna do the bragging and where they would share some actual hard data, some numbers that are not available to the general public and really come from their own internal streaming data information. That's something that's kind of referenced in that Screen Rant article as well. The fact that some of the streaming companies are starting to be a little more forthcoming with their streaming data. So yeah, that's kind of exciting and kind of cool, I think. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that Investor Day presentation. I know it's weird. I guess, I don't know. I didn't expect my Star Wars fandom would actually lead me down that particular path, but yeah, I don't know. There's some interesting stuff in there, I really do think. And that last Jedi Business episode will actually be happening on August 5th, two Fridays from now. There's gonna be some other stuff happening between now and then that I hope you're gonna enjoy. But yeah, we'll get to that soon enough. For now though, that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.